Hello and welcome to episode 20 of A Scooter Affair. My name is Justin Guffrey, and this is your podcast source for all things scooter. On this episode, I got to talk to several people about scooter rallies. So please stick with us as we talk lobsters, revenge, and of course, crusaders. Hi, this is Justin with Lucky and Sab from the West Coast. Today we're going to be talking about different rallies, and I'm glad they had a chance to sit down with me and talk about theirs. How are you guys doing?
We're good, thank you.
Yeah, doing well. It's nice out here. How's the weather for you?
It's finally warming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Tell me about the Lobster Run.
The Lobster Run is an annual ride. We're on year two. The second annual Lobster Run will be this year, April 23rd. The main meetup point will be in San Diego, California at Vespa Motorsports in the morning. And then we'll go down to a gas station a little closer to the border to gather up anybody else at that point before we cross the border and head to Puerto Nuevo, Mexico. About a 45-minute to an hour ride. And then we'll have lunch on a seaside restaurant overlooking the ocean.
And Puerto Nuevo is known as the Lobster Village.
And that's right. So that's why we have the name of the Lobster Run. Where we just head down there for lunch. And then after lunch, everybody gets, you know, a little time to do some walking around, shopping if they want to. Sightseeing is available. And then anybody who wants to come back with the group, we all head back for the border and cross back. As much organized as we can to head back to the dealership to the start. So,
and we have all sizes.
Yeah, it's open to all bikes and 125 and above, as long as you can keep up, you know, with a general pace of about 45 or 50 miles an hour, because that's the highway speed in Mexico. It's kilometers, but they aren't too fast. So most bikes can keep up. The leader, our other friend from San Luis Obispo County in Central California. He'll probably be, riding on a Bergman 650. And we have others that are coming on Vespa 300s and Liberty 150s or possibly some PCX 150s. So we got a good assortment of some friends that we know are coming and then others who we may have never met who have just seen the Facebook events page. So that's where we've been directing people to find more information. If you search on Facebook for Lobster Run or South of the Border, Lobster Run, you should be able to find it. And otherwise, Lucky and Sav or myself, are able to be found from that events page, or I'm sure possibly Justin will include our contact info in the description or below. Something, I don't know.
Is it mandatory to eat lobster?
It is not mandatory to eat lobster. That's a good comment. One of our best friends is not huge on the lobster, and she went with us last year. She's going again this year, and she's already told us she's probably not getting lobster this time, but she's still down to go.
And
they have other kinds of seafood or other meats, but it's a restaurant where they're making the fresh tortillas, and you're overlooking the ocean. It's more for the atmosphere and the scenic enjoyment and the vibe, plus – you know the seafood you're getting is almost as fresh as it can get.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to come out to the West Coast and ride down with you.
Yeah. Okay.
You're invited. You're welcome to join us. The ride is open to all bikes and anyone from anywhere. We're hoping to have some people maybe from up in the northern area of California. The Bay Area might come down. We had some attendees last year. And we might have some people coming in from Arizona or other places, hopefully, but we're hoping that it grows every year. How many did we have last year? Like 15 or 20 people that crossed with us. Mm-hmm. So it was a good time. It's just got to have a good attitude and like to go have a good ride and see some sights and eat some good food. So those are our basic rules and requirements for the Lobster Run 2022.
From the start point in San Diego, what's the total mileage?
I think it ends up being like maybe 100 miles, but maybe not even, because it switches to kilometers, and then I get confused when we cross the border. So it's 45 minutes down and then 45 minutes back. So we make sure that everybody's filled up with gas before we cross the border. And so I think it's maybe like 80 miles total. So any bike with a full tank of gas can make it down and back, even in a small tank situation. Plus, yeah. I know myself and maybe a few others will be bringing some spare fuel. So we'll make sure everybody makes it down and back as necessary.
Puerto Nuevo isn't that far from the border, because you hit TJ, then you hit Ensenada, and then you hit Rosarito, and it's in Rosarito. So.
It's before you get to Ensenada, between Rosarito.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's why it's not even that far.
You hit TJ, then you hit Rosarito.
Right. And then just past that is Puerto Nuevo. So it's not that far, maybe like 45 minutes total. I think it's like 35 kilometers. And even on the toll roads with a few pay stations, it doesn't take very long. And we drive through Tijuana to go through the town. So you get a little bit of, you know, the streets and the vibe of a downtown Mexican city.
And coming
then
back through,
we jump
cool.
back on the highway on the toll roads. But yeah, coming back from Puerto Nuevo, also come through the town. They have some roundabouts. I don't know if we'll do those again this year. That was part of the exciting part. And some people who aren't from California or from maybe a state where lane splitting is legal, that is something that is possibly involved in the ride when we're trying to come through the traffic in Tijuana, or when you get in the line
to
cross
exit.
Back over the yeah. border. You kind of have to split if you want to get up to the front.
And they'll let you. They'll tell you, go ahead, go to the front. You don't have to wait in line with all the cars.
Yeah. So that's one of the also benefits of going on a motorcycle across the border. You get to kind of sneak up to the front.
Excellent. So is there a registration fee for this year's?
There is no registration or rally pack per se, but we will be selling patches and a sticker combo pack for, I think, $6. And those are going to be available at the ride, or if you contact us through the events page or via email, we can possibly get them sent out. I know a couple people have reached out to the other organizer and got them, because they want to put them on their vest or whatnot before they attend.
Gotcha. Do you have anything else to tell about it or share maybe about last year?
About last year, or maybe something to add is if I don't know how many people are going to attend, but I may have some sort of giveaway for somebody who traveled the furthest to attend the event, just because I always like to have some sort of, you know, thing that isn't like, you know, prettiest bike or, you know, just a standard award. They don't, because it's a non-traditional event and we've kind of just started it, I want to do something a little unique with it. And I want to talk to like the other organizer, because he had mentioned maybe making a shirt or sweatshirts or something like that. So I don't know what we have in the works, but there's always the possibility of a mystery prize or giveaway or award, because it's a mini rally, sort of say, where it's a kind of an event like that. We might add that sort of thing. We don't have any sort of formal dinner or after party or anything planned with it, but it's just the meet at the Vespa Motorsport. That dealership is always very friendly to us, so they usually provide donuts or some coffee in the morning, of course. But we may, depending on how big it is, we may see how
depending on how many riders there are. We do have plans to have it split into two packs.
Correct.
If we need to. Mm-hmm. We might have a slower pack and in the back and the faster bikes in the front, mm-hmm. but we have plans for that.
Yeah, seeing as we have the multiple organizers, myself, Lucky, and our friend Fernando up in the San Luis Obispo, or from the San Luis area, because he's riding, like I mentioned before, the Bergman 650 likely, and we'll also have some people with smaller displacement, the likelihood, as Lucky mentioned, to have possibly two packs for a split formation. So that, you know, the smaller bikes and bigger bikes don't get too split up or too separated because of the difference in power.
Mm-hmm.
But safety is the big thing. We'll have a pre-ride chat. We'll have, you know, multiple, you know, opportunities to ask additional questions. And as I mentioned before, the Facebook page has a really good ride description, as well as the meetup, the times, suggested lodging if somebody's coming from out of town.
Where to get insurance.
Where and how to get Mexico motorcycle insurance, because you always want to be protected. God forbid anything happens. So we just put all those details in there, as well as, you know, bring some money for the toll roads and some goodies if you want to buy souvenirs or whatnot.
That sounds like it's going to be an amazing time. I really do wish that I could make that maybe some year. I want to thank you both, Sab and Lucky, for sitting down and telling me and telling everybody about this event, Lobster Run, second annual. And I will put a link to the Facebook on the episode notes.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And I hope to see you down the road.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, you want to come to the rally, even if it's not for the rally, you can make it out to California. You get in touch with us and we can help you get around or know where to go, at least.
Yeah, we got some spares.
We have a small fleet of spares, so we can hook you up.
Even if you don't have a bike, let us know.
Hi, this is Justin again with the Scooter Affair, and we are talking with Tommy from Salem, Oregon. How you doing, Tommy?
Doing great.
Excellent. How's Oregon?
Oregon's good. It's definitely rainy today, but you know, we got our spring in full effect, and you know, we kind of almost encourage it to rain during this time of the year because then it means that we get more summer. Right now I'm like, rain all you want, because the moment that it starts to heat up, we want it to definitely not rain on us.
sounds like a good theory.
Yes. I don't know if it's true or not, but a very good theory.
I'm from the East Coast, so I've never been out to the, especially the Pacific Northwest. I've never been out there, and I heard that a day without rain is a good day.
That's for sure. Yeah. I mean, for the most part, our temperatures are pretty mild, so it's, you know, always pretty good, no matter what. But you know, we definitely do have our warmer season, so it's nice if we don't have rain during that time. So June's always kind of, one of those areas where it can kind of be a crapshoot on whether or not it's going to rain. So, you know, it's kind of like, let's just get it out of the system. So that way, at least we can have some nice days in June.
On this episode of A Scooter Affair, we're talking about scooter rallies, and we're compiling about three or four different people who wanted to talk about the specific ones that they're interested in, or not interested, I'm sorry, that they're involved in. And yours is Scoot Salem, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, for sure. So Scoot Salem has been going on since about 2016, in different various shapes or forms. And, you know, definitely during COVID, we kind of had a little bit of a setback there, but luckily we were able to keep it going. It just wasn't going at the same level that it's always been going at. And there was like some hit or miss times there where we were like, should we cancel it? Should we not cancel it? But it seemed like every single time that it came to about the time that our rally was going to happen, you know, the COVID restrictions and things like that kind of let up a little bit. So it was kind of come at your own risk and those kind of things. And for the most part, you know, we're already practicing some pretty crazy social distancing because we're helmeted and on scooters. So from that perspective, it always seemed to kind of work out from there, but we were able to keep it going. So we've now been going for about 6 years. We average right around 200 riders on average for our event. Ours is kind of a unique kind of rally in a sense, because it's almost like you almost can't call it a rally. It's more of an event than anything else, because it goes from, it starts on Friday and then goes through Sunday. And we have various different like things that happen throughout all of it. So we try to incorporate a lot of different fun and make it something that everybody can enjoy. So whether you're that person that kind of wants to go on just long interrupted rides with people at high speeds, or if you're the kind of person that really likes more of that social aspect and wants mm-hmm. to kind of like park your bike and just like chit chat with other people that that also ride, you know, we've got a lot of different things for you. And so it's kind of unique from that perspective, where we kind of do almost like progressional type locations. So we have different places throughout Salem that sponsor different stops, and we have different things that take place at those different stops. So whether that be, you know, actually like, we'll have like, photo booths, maybe that's at one particular spot where we have, you know, some, where we have like different things set up where people are able to take pictures with their bike, or we have, slow races where we have people who try to go as slow as they can and get as the last one across the finish line wins without tipping your bike over. We have scooter limbo and all kinds of different fun things that's kind of planned throughout, which kind of spreads things out and just creates a lot of different things to look forward to.
Now, is there a central like hub where you all meet up every day? Is it a camping rally or is it?
It's not a camping rally. So I know that some of them are kind of like that, where they'll have like mm-hmm. one central location, and then it's kind of like right. you go out from that location and kind of do your thing, and then you always come mm-hmm. back to the same place. It's right. not like that. So it's a little bit different where, you know, for instance, like this year, just to kind of, like put it into perspective. So this year we're kind of kicking off at a place called Bine Valley. And so that's a brewery. So here in the Pacific Northwest, breweries are all the rage, and we're really well known for our craft beers. And so a lot of the places that we partner with happen to be local breweries. And so we kick off this year at Bine Valley, which is a craft brewing establishment here locally. And we're doing, and we actually have the guys from, the Slow Ride Home. So the guys from the Slow Ride Home are coming down, and we're going to actually do a showing of the Slow Ride Home at this brewery. And then afterwards, we're going to have a Q&A with the people from that documentary. And then we will actually go out on our group ride, which everybody is kind of there on Friday night. We'll do a glow-in-the-dark group ride where we're going to do everybody, if you've got, you know, under lights and ground effects and those kind of things on your scooter, that's highly encouraged. And then if you don't, you know, we're going to put glow sticks and all kinds of crazy things on, light up shirts, whatever you got. And then we're going to just kind of, do kind of like an alley sweeper of the town. And that'll be kind of the first night. So that's probably about 4 hours altogether of, just some great scooter fun. That's going to be taking place on Friday. And then that's kind of how like Friday will go. And then we've got on Saturday, we start off at Cycle Country, which has been a huge partner of ours. And that's really cool because they set up actually like a barista station, and then they do like free espressos for everybody. And they're a local Honda dealer. So they've got like Ruckuses and Groms and mm-hmm. all of that fun stuff to look at. And then they usually offer like discounts to the riders for that day and those kind of things. And then it's a really cool place to meet up because they have a really big parking lot. And so it allows a lot of people, if they're trailering in that day or whatever, to be able to drop off their trailers and be able to have their places, have their stuff in like a safe, secure spot for the day for that event. And we are, so Salem is the capital of Oregon. So there's kind of three major cities within Salem. There's Portland, within Oregon. There's Portland, Salem, and Eugene. And we're kind of like right in the middle between Portland and Eugene. And so it creates a really good place for a lot of people to come to. And we have people from Washington and, you know, California, Idaho, all around Pacific Northwest that come into this particular event. And so it gives them really somewhere that they're going to be able to, you know, to keep their stuff and that kind of thing. If they're coming up maybe just for the day or for the weekend. And then from there, we usually will go and we do like our iconic, what we call Scoot Salem photo. And we get to go to the Capitol, which is just this really cool Capitol building. And we get to park all of our scooters along the front way of the Capitol steps. And, you know, we've got hundreds of scooters that are just kind of almost like piled on top of one another. And, you know, just a super long, escaping, aspect of just a bunch of scooters there. And then a lot of people get to stop and take pictures of that. And so it's just really cool to just do like a massive group photo of everybody that's there. And so that's always something that's really fun and highly anticipated. And then usually from, and then this year from there, we're going to do a photo scavenger hunt. So we've got different various places throughout the city for people to go to. We break up into teams of four and then people can race around the city and find as many different items that are on this list. So it could be, you know, things that are as simple as something where, you know, it's just like a fire hydrant, and then all the way to, you know, maybe something that's a little bit more unique where you might only have one of those in the city, and that kind of thing. So, just kind of a fun little thing to do, for people to run around, and do as we go to our next stop, which is usually kind of our, kind of the big like epipoint, I guess, of the rally. And we partner with another brewery, which is Vagabond Brewing. And they have been a really, really cool partner, throughout the years, cause they just have like a massive facility. They open up, they usually are only open in the evening. So they open up special for us. So it's really cool. It just kind of feels like we've kind of rented out the place, which kind of makes it a unique experience. But that's usually like our lunch spot where we have food carts. We have different vendors. So like Reckless Customs is coming down. A lot of times we have Scooter Swap Shop that comes down, which is a Portland company. You know, we've had a lot of different scooter places that have been involved, But and then there we usually do a lot of our games. So we'll have like a you know, we'll have like the Scooter Limbo or the slow races that take place during that time. And then we also have at that particular time, we will have like a bike show that happens, and we have like People's Choice Awards and just a lot of fun stuff that takes place there. And then from that, from that spot, we'll usually have a breakout. So we'll have four different ride options, and for, you know, all kinds of different people, whatever it is that they're looking for. We usually have one that's like a real, that's kind of a fast paced scenic route, that people can go on. We have one that stays in town, for maybe people that are on, slower scooters or just maybe want to hang out or stay more, in the town. And then we have, one that's like a more social experience where maybe if you want to visit a few of the local breweries or things like that and just kind of ride from places, be social. And then last year we added one that was really cool, and it was a selfie ride, which was where we just took people around to cool places to take pictures of scooters. So like, you know, maybe there was a brick wall with like really cool graffiti on it that we knew about, or maybe there's like the top of a building where you get like a great landscape that you can take a picture of your scooter at. And that one was a really popular ride last year. So we're going to definitely do that one again this year. And then we usually, after that, we'll have, like an end of the day celebration, on Saturday. And that'll be a time where we give out all of the awards. We do raffle prizes, and we get together and we usually have like a dinner type place, where all of that'll take place. And then we, do like a big party, at the very end of the day, where a lot of people can kind of get together. You know, so, we have, particular, one of the members that has been very gracious and has donated his place, where we have mainly held kind of like our after hours celebration. And he's got a pool and just a really cool place where we can get a lot of people together and just have a lot of fun. And then Sunday, we usually have some sort of brunch run. So this Sunday, we're going to be going, or this year on Sunday, we're going to be going on a round trip, which is going to take us out into the Independence area, which is just outside of Salem. It's a really cool, great ride. Whether you're on a lower CC or a higher CC, you can have a ton of fun. It's just one stretch that takes you from Salem to Independence. It's about a 25 mile. Little stretch that we go on. Doesn't take super long to get there, and you can't really get lost because it's just one road. It works out really nicely to just kind of cap off the whole experience. And then we'll have, a place that's set up for us to have brunch. And then we'll come back, and then we really kind of call the event the end at that point. So that's kind of what we got planned out for this year.
Wow, that sounds like quite the schedule.
It is quite the schedule. There's a lot of moving parts and a lot of fun stuff that goes on, and a lot of people that make it possible. So, from our sponsors and from the people that are part of this, and we start planning this event in December, and it takes place mm-hmm. in June. So we literally spend half of the year thinking about this event, and then afterwards we spend the other half of the year thinking about how awesome the event was. So
yeah, exactly. I'm trying to put into perspective, because I'm involved in a rally back here that's like 50 people, and I know how much work that is. And you said 200 people, and I'm just like, oh, that's a lot of work.
It is.
Some rallies are kind of restricted to certain bikes or whatever. Do you guys do so many CCs? You have to have, I don't know, 125 or above to be there, or are you kind of open to all bikes?
Yeah. So, that was kind of one of the things that we really talked about a lot, when we first kind of started this. And, one of the main reasons that we actually started this event in general was that there's some rallies that happen around here. They tend to just be for general, for like one specific audience. So there'll be like ruckuses at this one, or there'll be Vespas at this one. And it's kind of like, if you show up on a ruckus or on a modded bike, to this event, it is just kind of not the place for you, kind of thing. Right. And if you show up on a Chinese bike, then, you're hated by everybody. Right. So, and we really sat down and we wanted to just create something that where we thought that there would be fun for everybody. And really at the end of the day, where everybody would be welcome. That was really kind of the thing. So it's like, even if you're like some guy and you decide I've got a Harley and I'm going to come out and ride with you guys for mm-hmm. the day, like, you're completely welcome. I mean, it really doesn't matter to us what you're riding, what you show up on. There's no limitations. This is just all about having just good quality fun. And we want everybody to feel welcome no matter what it is that they choose to show up on.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I've had that conversation 100 times where scooting is such a niche market anyway. It's silly to alienate within that market, within that culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where can people find information about Scoot Salem online?
So we mainly do all of our stuff through Facebook. We do have Instagram, which, we post pictures and stuff on Instagram, but really for the heart of all of the information, or like if it's something that you're going to, you know, that you're interested in, that kind of thing. Facebook is really the best place to look for it. It's just Scoot Salem. You'll find it. It says official rally page. You know, that's kind of where we post most things for it. We have an event page that's out there as well, that's already all set up for this year. But you know, if you join that page, then you'll continue to get updates all throughout the year and as things come up.
And can folks register through that?
Yeah, so there is like, so for us, it's a completely free event. So there's no registration. There isn't anything that anybody has to purchase. We do have like a rally pack that people can opt into, which has, you know, shirts and stickers and just a bunch of other fun things. And it depends on some things that we get donated, what actually ends up going into that. And that's $25, but that's completely optional. It's not something, you don't have to get that to show up and be part of. You can show up whether you bought that or not. That's just kind of something that might make it a little bit more special for you.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on 6 years running. That's awesome. And
yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for sharing your info with us. And I will link the event page in the show notes for the podcast. And I hope you get 250 people this year. You know what I mean? Yeah. Keep it growing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always a thing. You always want it to grow, but then you also always look at it, you're like, this is a lot of people. So,
yeah. Thanks for taking the time, Tommy, and sitting down with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Justin.
You have a good one.
Yeah, you too. All right, bye.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Fernando and Tommy, and we're going to talk about another rally. How are you gentlemen tonight?
Doing all right.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks. Thanks for sitting down with me, taking the time out.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Yes, we're going to talk about your rally, and am I mistaken, or is this the first year for it?
It is our inaugural rally, correct.
Nice. And whereabouts of the country are you, and what's the rally called?
We are in Northern Virginia, and we're mostly in the Northern Virginia, D.C., Maryland area. We call it the DMV. And this camping rally is going to be taking place just a little bit outside of the Northern Virginia area in Catlett, Virginia, or as pronounced in other parts of the country, Catlett.
Right. The French sectors.
Yeah. Tommy, how would you describe where Catlett is located?
I want to say maybe half an hour south of the Woodbridge area, Prince William County. Kind of next to Quantico Marine Base.
If you were at the White House, you could be at our camping rally in about an hour's time.
Is that by boat or scooter or bus?
Depending on the size of your scooter, I guess mine would take maybe an hour and a half.
Ah.
Tommy would be there in about 45 minutes.
So what do you guys have planned for this inaugural event?
Tommy, you wanna tease them a little bit?
It's our first one, so we're just gonna, you know, wing it. We've got most of the common activities going on, say like a, you know, obviously a ride, raffle, and you know, hanging out, talking about scooters.
Yeah, we're really lucky here. We have access to 40 acres of private land out in the countryside of Virginia. And so we're going to be hanging out all weekend, just like Tommy says. We're going to have music playing all weekend. Our resident DJ is going to be taking requests ahead of time, so our attendees will be able to put in some song requests. They can hear their favorite jams. We're going to have a food truck there. We're going to have coffee in the morning. We have this amazing vintage scooter that we are rebuilding. And by we, it's Tommy, who is leading the charge with rebuilding this 1964 Allstate Cruiser. I believe that's how it's pronounced. And so we're really excited to showcase that and get that out there. Tommy mentioned the group ride, and in true small bore core fashion, it's going to be an all-inclusive group ride where the faster bikes can go off on their own and zip around the countryside, and some of the slower bikes can also get together and go out on a group ride. And then we're all going to meet together for lunch at a nearby brewery to support local establishment and have lunch. There's a barbecue food truck that's going to be there to take care of us. And then we'll be going back to the rally site for just more games, Gymkhana, a bunch of swag and gear that we're going to be giving away, raffling away. And then just good times, just hanging out with friends.
That sounds great. That sounds like you guys got it. You got it under control already, right?
Well, we're still in the early stages, so haven't had too much of an opportunity for the wheels to fall off yet.
So you were talking about group rides. It doesn't sound like you're doing any specific CC to be able to come to the rally. All are welcome?
Yeah, all CCs are welcome. I mean, and again, in true small bore core fashion, we are all inclusive. We're all about just making sure everyone's they feel invited, they feel included. I'm on a 50cc myself, and so I'm one of the slowest guys there. But everyone bands together and looks out for each other, so it's really cool just to see everyone just support each other so much.
Can you dive in a little bit about registration and what you get for your buck?
Yeah, absolutely. Tommy, what do you think?
Registration will include your normal stuff, a rally bag, which will include a t-shirt, patches. We're still thinking about other things to actually include into it. Some of our sponsors actually going to give us some items to also include, like some keychains and things like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're still in the process of actually putting that together. But we do have some time, so we'll make sure it's filled by the time people arrive.
For those of us, and by us, I include myself, that aren't really camping folk, are there any hotels or anything close by?
Yeah, this is going to be really prime land to come out and bring your tent or even sleep in your car, because the closest hotels are about 20 minutes away. Okay. So they're not too close, but we're feeling confident that the grounds that we have are going to be very welcoming, and you're not going to want to leave. You're going to roll in there. You're going to sign into the registration table. You're going to see that 1964 Allstate. Your rally bag is going to include a raffle ticket. So everyone has the opportunity to be miracled with their one raffle ticket that they can write off with that 1964 Allstate.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we feel pretty good. You're going to hear some good music playing, or at least you're going to hear music playing. I don't know about good music, but you know, we're going to make sure everyone's satiated, and you know, we have snacks and food and whatever is necessary, and make sure that everyone's just comfortable and happy. Yeah.
I know it's very early in the ball game, but do you have a ballpark number of what you expect attendance wise? That's always up in the air. Like, I know as a rally guy myself, it's the last minute where you really get a good number. But are you guys getting good feedback and good reception?
Yeah, we got off to a really good start. I think with the initial group of registrants that we have right now, I mean, if that's all that we got, we would probably have about 25, 30 people there. But that was very early on that those folks signed on. So we're expecting that number is going to double. We're going to have to cap it off at some point. Tommy, I think we're still discussing what that cap is going to be. But like I said, we have 40 acres to work with here. So I think we did set a deadline for registration. Is that right, Tommy?
There is a deadline for registration. That's just mainly so we can make sure that everybody gets a t-shirt in their size. So we're trying to keep that at about a month prior. So it would make it May 10th, right?
Yeah, May 10th. That sounds about right. I think in an ideal world, if we may have 50 to 60 folks there. But as the word gets out and people start seeing more and more progress pictures and videos of our 1964 Allstate Cruiser, we may have as many as 100 people there. We're not going to turn anyone away. If someone rolls up and they want to pay the registration fee and come on in, we'll mm-hmm. probably take them. I would think we can't turn away a fellow rider, right?
No, we won't be turning away anybody. We just have to send them a t-shirt instead of having them ready for them. And also a riding bag.
Yeah, or they may get stuck with an extra small or an extra large, although I doubt we're ordering any extra smalls given our group.
Maybe tea, you know, got laying around.
Right.
I don't know if we mentioned, but the rally, correct me if I'm wrong, is June 10th to the 12th, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a key point there. Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
I forgot to ask that. So
It's on a Friday, so you can roll in and get, you know, maybe clock out of work or a little early on that Friday, June 10th, roll on down to Catlett. The gates will be open sometime in the early afternoon. And that way you can set up your camp, you can set up your tent, you can set up your car, whatever you're setting up. Maybe you have a camper. We'll have room for your camper if you got one of those.
Wow.
And then we'll have we'll have music playing like I've mentioned, and we'll have food and then come Saturday morning we'll wake up to some morning tunes and coffee and then we'll get rolling.
The more acreage, the more shenanigans.
Yes.
What's the registration fee this year?
Yeah, this year, and good question. It's $45 for the registration fee, and that gets you that chance, that one miracle chance to win the 1964 Allstate Cruiser, in addition to the T-shirt, in addition to some other swag that'll be included in that bag. And we are still vetting sponsors because we can't take everyone. But we're vetting our sponsors, and we're going to have a lot of giveaways, a lot of stuff to give away, a lot of prizes. And, just for being there, you may just win a helmet or a jacket or some gear just for being there. So we're excited about that.
Excellent. Well, before we say goodbye, where can people register? Where can they find you on the internet?
We have our website going on, so it's www.smallborecorps.dmv.com.
And I've tested it out. You don't even have to put in the www, and you can just get there with the smallborecorps.dmv.com.
Wow.
Yeah, and you'll see the information on how to register, where to send via PayPal. Send us your T-shirt size. Let us know of any dietary restrictions. We're very conscious of folks that may not be able to eat something. So we want to know about that. We want to accommodate. That's the small board core, very inclusive, very accommodating. And we just want to make sure that you guys get out there. We're going to have trophies. There's going to be gift cards, all sorts of scooter stuff. And like I said, the main prize, the grand prize, that 1964 Allstate Cruiser, which originally a 125cc scooter, no more, thanks to Tommy. This thing is 150cc's.
That's crazy.
I mean, yeah.
What will they think of next? Putting peanut butter and chocolate together?
Now, there is talk of having peanut butter and chocolate at the rally. So we don't want to confirm that just yet, but there may be peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good selling point,
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. And we want to make sure that we give a shout out to our sponsors so far. Like I said, we're still vetting sponsors, but we got the Vespa Committee of Washington, D.C. We got Scooter Mercado. We got Moto Richmond. We got Cycle Gear of Springfield. We got the Cedar Run Brewery in Catlett, Virginia. We got the Record Exchange up in Maryland, and Alpha Graphics. And we got more sponsors to come. We're excited for some of the bigger name sponsors that we may be hearing about.
It sounds like you guys have put a lot of work into this first year, and it sounds amazing. I hope to make it. And registration, Facebook. You got a Facebook account, I'm sure.
Tommy.
Yeah. We are the Small Bore Corps on Facebook. Okay. It's a group. And registration for the rally is actually pinned to the feature section. So it should be pretty easy to find.
Yeah. All I could think of was, Tommy, how do we get to the Facebook page? Because I haven't favorited it, but I couldn't tell you how to find us on Facebook.
I think, and I'm not really Facebook savvy, but I think I've just searched Small Bore Corps, and there you were.
Yeah, I've made it so it just opens up directly to Small Bore Corps, so I can avoid the feed. But yeah, I mean, we're considering a GeoCities page for or some sort of FTP site. Well,
if Facebook doesn't work out, MySpace I think's up and coming.
Yeah, yeah, I've been hearing about this MySpace for sure. We may put it on there. So,
that guy named Tom still running that place?
Yeah, and you know, he's a good friend.
He really is. Is he?
Yes,
he was my first friend.
All those links, even the MySpace, I will link in the show notes for this episode. So just look at the show notes if you want more information on this rally. Gentlemen, good luck on the first year. It sounds like an amazing, it's going to be an amazing time. Just from what I heard in the past 15 minutes, it sounds like it's going to be great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Chaos in Catlett, June 10th to the 12th, Virginia. An hour and a half from the White House, depending what you're on or in. Fernando, Tommy, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And I hope to see you at Chaos.
Justin, please come on down. You will be welcomed as a hero and as a personal guest of Tommy and myself. So please let us know if you can make it, and we'll make sure to grant you access.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. You guys have a great night.
Great. Thank you, Justin.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Justin again with Scooter Affair, and we're still doing rallies for this episode, and I'm sitting with Zach. How you doing, Zach?
Good. How you doing, Justin?
I'm doing excellent. We're going to talk about Sloopy's revenge, right?
Yeah.
Man, why does he need revenge?
It just is a hardcore name for a hardcore rally.
So whereabouts in the country are you?
So we're in Ohio. So, Vespa, Ohio is, kind of based out of Columbus, but we kind of encompass the whole state. But yeah, we're, for this year's rally, we're, basically like central Ohio, the city's Big Prairie, Ohio, but it's basically smack dab in the middle of Amish country. So all the roads are going to be curvy and going to be country roads, but we'll pop into some cities and stuff like that.
I'm from Pennsylvania, so I'm familiar with Amish country. Is there pothole problems in Ohio like there is in Pennsylvania?
A little bit, but yeah. I mean, primarily it's just like the chip and seal roads. I mean, that's not so many potholes, at least around the area that we're going to be, but as long as you're cool with Ryan Country Roads, I mean, it's a blast.
How many years has Sloopy been getting his revenge?
So this is our second year. So we wanted to do this kind of like big, long 4-day rally. And we started last year. Last year when we did it, we kind of moved from city to city. So it was mainly like a camping rally that we would, you know, ride a good 100-mile day and then be at a new city, would camp out, whether that be a state park or someone's backyard, and have a huge party then. So for this year, from some of the feedback we got from last year was that everyone loved the ride, but they also loved the party, but they wanted it to be kind of stationary. Not having to set up their camp every night. So this year we have a home base. So we have a farm that we're going to be camping on. Someone else in our club, who's actually our main sponsor, Modern Ohio Realty. Jason is the guy's name, and he's lending us his farm, and we're going to have that as home base, and we're going to do some spider legs, every day from his camp. And it's going to be an epic ride every day and an epic party every night. So, it's going to kind of be tying all the best parts of last year, and making it even better this year.
And what are the dates this year?
So this year we're doing August 4th through 7th. And again, that's at Big Prairie, Ohio is technically the city. It's really close to like Worcester. If you're familiar with some of the big cities, Canton, but it's basically central Ohio.
Nice. And is there registration, anything provided, or is it come as you are and just ride?
So we are this year going to do a registration. We haven't opened it yet. But registration will include a t-shirt, probably a patch too, and maybe some other little perks. But people can come, you know, day of and still register and all that. But we're going to have a pretty firm cutoff date with the registration if you want a t-shirt guaranteed in your size. Mm-hmm. But this year we are going to do registration. Last year we saw about 20 riders, and we did some pre-registration stuff last year too. But we're going to try to make it a little bit more formal, a little bit more, I guess, organized, if you will, than last year.
Will the rides cater to smaller scoots, or are you doing like a 125 and above?
Yeah, most of them, I would probably recommend 125 and above. Last year, I'd say the majority of people last year are probably on, 250 scoots, 250, 300s. Mm-hmm. But we had some people riding on, LX150s, a couple people on some Kymco bikes. So I think if you can like pretty consistently like maintain an actual speed of 50 to 60 miles an hour, you're going to have a blast. I mean, all the roads we're doing are probably marked, 40, 45, but they're country roads. So, and not that we, want to promote, riding hard, but these are the roads that you want to enjoy a little bit.
So. Right. Well, Sleepy's hardcore,
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're, for people coming from out of town, will there be food and drink provided at Scoot Central, or is it bring your own everything?
So this year is going to be a little different. We'll probably have, the plan is to have at least a couple meals kind of at campsite, kind of provided. But the nice part about this location is, we're close to a lot of decent local places, a couple bars. Even though it is in the middle of Amish country, we are close to some cities that have restaurants and bars and all that. But the nice thing is too, on our rides, we'll make sure to stop at a good lunch spot or a good drink spot or something like that. Because we're all about making sure people aren't enjoying themselves, but also making sure that we get hydrated and we get fed and all that, because we want to have the best day we can.
Right. Tent only, or are people allowed bringing pop up campers? Or Sleepy's hardcore. So is it just hardcore camping?
Yeah, so I mean, last year when we did it, it was very primitive. So, some of those sites that we were staying at last year had electric, and you could bring in a camper if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Last year we had about probably 60% camp and 40% kind of stay at hotels in the surrounding area.
Gotcha.
This year, The camp is definitely a little bit bigger. It's a little bit more accommodating for the group. I would probably say plan on, if you want to camp, I would say plan on probably tent camping, unless you have like a camper van or something like that.
Right.
That you want to sleep in. I mean, there is some parking. It's a relatively large space, but it's also kind of like a working farm, so that some of the land is still used by cattle and all that. So yeah, primarily plan on, you know, tent camping. However, I mean, we do have like full plumbing on site, so we have a bathroom, we have a shower, that kind of stuff. But and then if you aren't into camping, I mean, there's probably a hotel 5 miles away. So, yeah, so it's not too bad. I mean, either way, just like last year, I mean, it's going to be, if you want to be there for the party, you'll be able to be there for the party. So,
do you have shenanigans planned? Gymkhanas and slow races and all that kind of fun stuff?
So not so much like that. The best way to describe it is, some of the people that came last year, they said that it was kind of like the best Saturday of the best rally for 4 days straight. So, I mean, we have an epic ride every day. I mean, you're gonna be tired from riding, but like, you're gonna love it. The roads are great. And, the stops are great and everything like that. But then you come back and it's just a party. I mean, like we can be loud at this place. We can do a lot of things at this place that we probably couldn't do at state parks and stuff last year, but not so much at Gymkhana or not so much like slow races and stuff. But I mean, if you're the type of person that likes to come back, get off your scoot and just go wild, it's the perfect spot for that.
A little tomfoolery, as the kids say.
Yeah, I mean, what stays on the ground is going to stay on the ground. What happens on the ground is going to stay on the ground. So, yeah.
Where can people find you on the internet to sign up and just get more information as it gets closer to rally time?
Sure. So we have like sloopiesrevenge.com. That's kind of the headquarters spot. But then we're also on Facebook. I mean, if you look up Vesp Ohio on Facebook, we'll be posting stuff on there. But sloopiesrevenge.com is kind of like our domain that we'll run everything out of.
Well, thanks for coming on and telling us about the rally. I hope you have a great turnout. What was, I forget what you said at the beginning. How many showed up last year?
So we had probably like 20 riders last year. I'd say probably half of them were around Ohio, Indiana, West Virginia, Kentucky, that area. Mm-hmm. And then the other half kind of came from the East. So we had some people from Maryland, North Carolina, and Massachusetts. And, so yeah, I mean, the pool last year, we were pleasantly surprised at how far we were kind of reaching some people. But we're hoping for the same, if not more, this year. And we're kind of hoping that people will want to, you know, stay at the campsite and right. and hang out, because that's where the fun was. I mean, the ride was great, don't get me wrong, but
right.
Once you get back and kind of just enjoy the camaraderie and mm-hmm. talk about scoots and all that kind yeah. of stuff, it's that's where the
results.
Yeah,
so welcoming. That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks for sitting with me, Zach, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sloopy's Revenge, August 4th through the 7th in Big Prairie, Ohio.
Yep, right in the heart of Amish country. With it, and I didn't mention it, but the theme this year is Rumspringa, so it's gonna get pretty heavy.
I mean, it has to be in the heart of Amish country.
It has to be.
Well, thanks again, and here's to a good turnout at your rally.
Thanks, Justin. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
I'd like to thank my guests today for sitting down and sharing stories and information about their rallies. If you'd like to know anything else, just look in the show notes. I have links there. And if you'd like to know anything else about a scooter affair, you can always visit us at www.scooteraffair.com. Stay well, and so long.